County Republican Committee.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three. Last half hour of today's show, this October 29th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trekker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. One of the things that I looked at when looking at these stories, the future of politics here in the state of Michigan, the national race for president. Where do we go forward looking at specifically young people? Young people who are in our schools, getting educated, hopefully getting trained, hopefully being able to stay here in the state of Michigan. What is the long-term forecast for the state of Michigan? I think a lot of it is going to depend on this presidential race, this U.S. Senate race, next Tuesday. Why do I say that? Historically, Michigan is due for a Republican governor in 2026. Every 8 years, we switch from Democrat to Republican, going all the way back to Milliken, Blanchard, Engler, Granholm, Snyder, now Whitmer. But the turnout will be important for next Tuesday because that sets the stage for the 2026 upcoming midterm elections to replace the governor. After this historic governorship of Whitmer, especially the last 2 years since she's had control of both the House and the Senate, some things have been done that can be undone. Constitutional amendments, they're done. They're enshrined. They're there. Very difficult to change them. Anything goes: abortion, early voting, same-day voter registration, absentee voting for 45 days before the election, early voting. This has all been done through a Democrat Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, working with the governor, working with the Democrats in the House and the Senate. The state of Michigan, folks, is broken from a political party standpoint as well as the way the government operates in our lives. We're overtaxed, we're overregulated, we've got monopolies running all over the place in this state. MDOT, the way they attempt to fix our roads. The cost of insurance is still too high. The failing public schools, where the kids are getting D's on the SAT aptitude college testing. things have got to change. Now, one of the things that we're looking at here is the future. Well, I believe if some major changes aren't done by the next Republican governor elected in 2026 to undo a lot of these agenda policy issues, state of Michigan is going to continue to have a declining population. Why is that important? Well, number one, the young people, the kids, are not going to stay in our state. Regardless of family, parents, grandparents, it doesn't matter. They're going to go where there's opportunities to make money and lower the cost of living. Florida, Texas, Tennessee, many other states are actually better for young people coming out with their educations that they have. What does that say about our elected officials? If we're losing the young people to other states, we're going to see a trend where older people continue to be involved in politics at the local, state, federal level from the state of Michigan. Well, one of the stories that caught my eye was a former Lieutenant Governor, John Cherry. He was the Lieutenant Governor under Governor James Blanchard. It can be hard to have promise for the future after listening to the seemingly apocalyptic predictions about the future of the country and the state, which will be based on decisions voters will make next Tuesday. Former Lieutenant Governor John Cherry noted during an interview while at the James Blanchard Living Library of Michigan, political history, the life in the United States in Michigan is better than it was just 50 years ago, according to Cherry. Really? I totally disagree. Cherry said kids are challenged more in school, perform better, even though there's lots of news about their testing results. The fact of the matter is, even though kids have had to learn more than I had to learn when I went to school, the opportunity to go to college is easier. That challenge has been eliminated. Healthcare is better, environment is better, drinking water is better. In the last 50 years, the world has improved dramatically here in Michigan. However, the political system and the personalities within it don't really, perhaps, see it that way or give enough credit because all of this awful fighting that's going on. What if airlines competed with one another by publicizing the other's plane crashes? That's how we basically now manage our politics here in Michigan today. No other business would want to engage anyway like we do when it comes to politics. Kind of an interesting perspective from a Democrat. But one of the things you have to understand, everything you just said, while some of them may be true, environment, drinking water, health care, yes, but at what cost? How much money are we paying out of our pockets to fund state government in Lansing? $82 billion a year is the new budget for fiscal year 2025. When Rick Snyder, Brian Kelly, took over from Jennifer Granholm, folks, it was $47 billion. Darn near close to about half of what it is today. After 8 years of Snyder Kelly, it had grown to $58 billion. They increased it $11 billion in their 8 years. And then we all know where it's gone from since Whitmer. When you factor in a declining population, folks, every single person is going to have to pay more in order to fund the state government. This has got to change. Two reasons. Number one, you cannot continue to tax people more who are staying here. Second point, you need to grow your population. You got to have more people living here, going to school here, more people buying things here, building homes, expanding our economy. If you don't do that, you're going to crash. Economic decline is inevitable. Just look how far we have fallen since the 1960s. I mentioned it the other day. Back then, we were the ninth richest state in the country. Now we're the ninth poorest state in the country. It's got to stop. So when you look at this upcoming election, this coming Tuesday, you got to think about this. If Donald Trump and J.D. Vance get elected, Donald Trump can only serve for 4 years. In 2028, there'll be another presidential election, just like the one we just went through. There will be an incumbent vice president, J.D. Vance, probably being the chosen one to be the candidate to serve for re-election, similar to the 8 years of Ronald Reagan and 4 years of George H.W. Bush, except it's going to be in reverse. Trump can only serve 4 years. J.D. Vance could serve for eight. That could change the midterm election for governor in 2026. I'll wrap this analogy up. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hey, Patriots. This is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority. LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. I want to wrap this up with a couple of text messages you need to send to my cell phone. If you don't know it by now, 231-360-5140. Store it as Trucker Randy. Then I need you to send me a text message, PAGS, P-A-G-S. I'm going to send you the PAGS video. Once I send you the PAGS video, turn around and text me 10X. I will then send you the text message from Lance Griffin that has all the explanation about the website 10xvotes.com. It's a searchable database where you can go and search for people that you have stored in your phone, friends, family, coworkers, people you go to church with, to see if they are on the list as a low propensity voter. Meaning in the last 4, 5, 6 elections, they may have only voted 1 or 2 times. It's critical that you contact them. Then text them the PAGS video. Then give them a call. Hey, did you get that video I sent you? Did you have a chance to look at it? Just wanted to make sure you're planning on voting next Tuesday, November 5th, or before. Personally, I'm voting on Election Day. The reason for this, people, is because we have a responsibility to get the truth out. Information, numbers do not lie. These 9 indexes that he talks about affects every aspect of our lives. Energy costs, food costs, the cost of all the things that we spend money on due to inflation, due to the higher costs we've been suffering under for the last 4 years. Looking at policies, not looking at personalities, not looking at their Twitter posts, not looking at age, but looking at policies that directly affect every aspect of your lives. Your electric bill, gasoline, food, inflation, your retirement accounts, NASDAQ, all of it plays into this PAGS video in 2 minutes and 42 seconds. Again, if you haven't texted me PAGS yet, I need you to do it. As being a listener to this show, I need you to text me PAGS. I've sent it out to so many of you already. I know you've already heard this. I get it. And thank you for doing it. But many of you have not texted me yet. Why? I'm willing to take the time to get your text, click on your text, attach the link, and send it to you for free. Not asking for one penny to do this. Then I'm going to send you the information about going to the website 10xvotes.com and search for your friends, family, coworkers. Two groups I want you to focus on: deer hunters and people who go to church. I know you guys have heard this. I apologize. But some people haven't. Based on which hour it's in, depending on it's live right now at 11:56 here on Tuesday, or 8:56 tomorrow morning, Wednesday. Or they're listening on podcasts on demand from the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Information that you need to share, people. Just because you text me PAGS doesn't mean you get to watch the video and to see the bar graphs and then not share it. The reason I'm sending it to you is so that you can share it with others. That's what I need you to do. If you can get 10 people to vote that normally we're not going to vote, and maybe they can get 5 or 10 people to do the same because of what you did for them, we could have a real impact on these local races. Local school boards, county commissioners. We could even impact and make the numbers better here in northern Michigan, our other listeners downstate, compared to the numbers that are going to be coming out of Wayne County, the city of Detroit. We could actually offset those numbers. But I need you to be part of the process. I need you to do this. So again, my number, 231-360-5140. Text me PAGS. I'll send you the PAGS video. Then turn around and text me 10X. We got a week to go, people. Let's get it done. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own.